WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The CDC's confirmed a second case of a bird flu in a person, this one in Michigan, and like the prior case in Texas, the patient, a farm worker, as bird flu moves through dairy cattle. The symptoms are mild, and officials say there is still a low risk to the public. A hearing in former President Trump's classified documents case grew heated. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says the judge was being asked to dismiss the case.
The attorney for Trump body man Walt Nauta argued his client was being punished for his failure to cooperate with the investigation. Prosecutor David Harbaugh called that a garbage argument. Nauta is accused of helping move documents around Mar-a-Lago after investigators came calling. Never-before-seen security images of Nauta with boxes in hand were unsealed in court papers this week.
As President Biden hosts the president of Kenya, a federal judge in California has granted his son Hunter's request to delay his federal tax trial to September. His trial on gun charges is still set for next month. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Portage High School will be hosting two major Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association sporting events on Thursday, with more than 100 competitors and thousands of spectators expected to bring heavy traffic to the city. Portage residents and businesses should expect heavy traffic and congestion Thursday beginning around 1 p.m., especially on the north side of town near the high school. The school district will be releasing students from school early on Thursday to accommodate the anticipated influx of people and traffic. A spokesperson for Madison Gas and Electric said it could take multiple days to restore power to the tens of thousands of customers that lost service after Tuesday night's severe storms. More than 250 separate outages impacted more than 42,000 customers, making it one of the largest outages in Madison Gas and Electric history. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 50s tonight. Sunshine for tomorrow, maybe a late day storm and a high in the mid 70s. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday. The wind starts to pick up as well. It cools down to the low 70s for a high. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently it's 72 degrees.
99.7.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Another chance for you to win tonight with concert or cash. Def Leppard and Journey tickets could be yours, or $500 cash when you listen to Throwback Nation Radio tonight at 8 o'clock on Max FM.
Well, there's a black man with black hair. There's a woman in the kitchen cleaning up the evening slime, and he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home on the free?" Little pink houses for you and me.
Max FM.
FM Sports.
Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has worked hard trying to figure out what he can do to eliminate his hamstring issues. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said,
"Time will tell. I mean, certainly you got to get through the entire offseason into training camp, and there's a lot of volume in training camp. So I think we get through that, then we'll feel pretty good about it. But both he and Stokes look like they're in probably the best shape I've seen either one of them."
Brewers and Marlins close out their three-game series in Miami tonight. They split the first two games of the series, with the Brewers coming from behind last night to pull out a 7-5 win. Freddie Peralta starts for the crew tonight. NBA's Western Conference Finals tip off tonight with Minnesota hosting Dallas in Game 1 at the Target Center. Last night, Boston knocked off Indiana 133-128 in overtime to grab Game 1 of that Eastern Conference Final. NHL, the New York Rangers hosting Florida Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
with the bass. Pajamas live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your whirl and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Finishing up this Wednesday, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thanks for keeping us on at work.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Be my one.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We are continuing our 50-minute music hour with a guy who spent a lot of time hosting Extra. Yes. You remember that TV show? Still watching it, perhaps? He's up next.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's the Max FM community calendar. Memorial Day weekend will be busy around the area. In Reedsburg, there's an American Legion brat stand that's going to be at Viking BP. That'll be on Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. until 2. Stop in for a delicious meal and help raise some money for our veterans. You can learn more at facebook.com/post350Reedsburg. And then there's a couple of chicken dinners around the area on that Sunday, May 26th. Come celebrate the beginning of summer at the Pioneer Village outside of Reedsburg on Highway 23. From 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., they'll have a delicious chicken barbecue and also explore the history of the communities there at the Pioneer Village. Great lesson on history for children and adults alike. More details can be found at rahspv.com. And then also on that same Sunday, the Sauk Prairie VFW Post 7694 is going to be hosting their Chicknick Barbecue Chicken Dinner. That's going to be from 11 a.m. until sold out, $15 for the dinner. This is all happening at Veterans Memorial Park. Again, that is Sunday, May 26th. And then on Memorial Day, head to Laval for the American Legion Chicken Dinner, following an 11 a.m. Memorial Day ceremony at the Laval Honor Roll Memorial at 300 Union Street. Chicken dinners will be served at Legion Post 242's Clubhouse. And that's at 116th West Main Street in Laval.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family, and it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stuffed performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to SneakyPete'sWildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray storm or two this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 50s tonight. Sunshine for tomorrow, maybe a late day storm and a high in the mid 70s. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday. The wind starts to pick up as well. It cools down to the low 70s for a high. Barbecue season is back. Try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently it's 72 degrees.
99.7.
Just close your eyes.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, the one and only Baraboo's very own. I think he's in Baraboo. David Grant is in next. Dave, come on in. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Baby,
up, get up, let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, cause you do it right.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Step in my groove now. And if you say-
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As President Biden welcomes Kenya's President William Ruto to the White House for the start of a state visit, one Republican candidate who wanted to face him in November, Nikki Haley, says despite her harsh criticism of former President Donald Trump,
Trump has not been perfect on these policies. I've made that clear many, many times.